Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Okay, so last week on the show, we found out that 1 in 10 adults believe children should not be given pocket money, the big meaners. And even if they do, the majority said that children should only start receiving pocket money from the age of 9. Well, Bridget O'Hora is a friend of the show and is the mother of triplets living on Achill Island. As of last week, there are 3 little 9-year-olds, and Bridget's on the line. Hello, Bridget.
Hi, Dermot. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Before we get into the pocket money, what's Halloween like on Achill Island? Do you go door to door? Are there enough houses?
There's plenty of houses, but Mammy has to be driving. So, you know, it's a bit of a team effort. We're in the car for 2 or 3 hours. But look at, they still come home with sacks of sweets, which is much to my dismay.
I love the image, yeah, you screeching up to the driveway. Everyone bails out of the car, runs up, bing bong, gets the stash back into the car, and off you go.
That's exactly what it is. And we're like, go team, get the sweets. And off again, as I do donuts on the bridge, you know. So, yeah, it's just a little bit different, but they get it done.
And what did the triplets dress as?
Like, it's gas. In this day and age, you never know what they're going to come up with. One of them, my little girl, was a dead princess, as you do, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the little boys was the Chainsaw Massacre. And the other little boy, he had, you know, that anonymous mask that glows in the dark. You know,
oh,
that kind of
yes.
creepy
yeah.
one. Yeah. So, yeah, all very scary.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot of older teenagers doing it around my neck of the woods this year. And, it was, you know, I think there's a fine line, you know. And there's a couple of lads called the door and I was like, hiya, lads. They're like, trick or treat. And you're like, aren't you both like men?
But it's like they just want the high of getting the sweets.
Yes.
And it's whose house is going to give you the best sweets.
Exactly.
And they have it all sussed. Then they went into the chipper. They got free chips. That was like,
oh my God.
You know,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, they were wild stuff.
I hope they didn't put the loose chips in with all the sweets. That'd be a bit gross, but yeah.
Well, the car was tragic now the next day, but we got there.
Well, look, talk to us about the pocket money. Did you give your 3 9-year-olds pocket money?
So it's hilarious because obviously their birthday falls in around Halloween and we had said, look, we'll start doing pocket money. You know, on your 9th birthday, etc. Sure, look at the same weekend that they have bags and bags of sweets.
Mm.
We said that we'd give them €5 a week to do like minimal bits around the house. And for us, we're just kind of like, we just want them to know that it's now their turn, or it's now their time to be doing stuff around the house, you know, and to learn how to manage money. But like the second they got the money, they're like, okay, we're going to go down and buy sweets. And I'm like, we're not. The house is full of sweets. So then we bargained in the shop. They wanted the comics, and the comics are €9. And I'm like, oh, God,
what?
This isn't working at all. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I think
yeah,
most
yeah.
of our memories of pocket money is you get the pound or whatever you got. I remember you'd go to the shop after mass generally, and I'd go and buy my comic and a packet of sweets or whatever and spend my pound. But I think a comic, you know, geez, I sound like I grew up
yeah.
in black and white and I carved all my homework on stone tablets. But like, I think it was like,
with
50.
No heating or electricity.
I know. Oh, yeah.
But no, listen,
8 or 9 quid for a comic is mental.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also falling with, you know, their communion money. Now, they're not allowed near the communion money, but they think that they're like Donald Trump going around the place. They've loads of money. So, you know, unfortunately, we're just tying it all in, but they're not really appreciating money yet. So it's going to take a couple of months before, well, you know, they understand it's not finite. You know, it does run out.
And so
you know,
are you going to make them earn the money?
Yes. Yeah. So after dinner, I always make them like scrape their plates, put them in the dishwasher. Somebody sweeps the floor. Somebody puts all the stuff back in the fridge or whatever. And then in the morning, I make them do their waters and, you know, put their lunches in their bag and put their whatever, their jackets out and all of these. Now, they're small jobs. But like, I mean, I'd love to be getting them on harder jobs. I probably should, you know, hoovering
yeah.
and getting them cleaning out the fire and whatever else. So
and do you
slowly.
Are you digitally giving it to them or is it cold hard cash or is Revolut involved or what are you doing?
At the minute it's cold hard cash, but we've gotten like little smartwatches for them because we don't want to give them phones.
Good.
So we want to be able to kind of, if they're going down to the park, we want to be able to know where they are.
Yeah.
So you can put Revolut onto the watch, which is fine.
Okay.
But Yeah, the watches are coming next week, so it was hard cash for this week, but it will be Revolut. Yeah, it's kind of easier, I guess. Mm.
One of my favorite things are the notifications that I get from all my kids when on Revolut. Yeah. And I can see exactly what they're spending their money on because it goes, bing, well, Matthew spent €5.90 in the Spar. And you're like, ha ha ha, what are you
it's
buying?
It's like you're spying on them. I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I'd say, yeah, we will be digital. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I'm glad they had a happy Halloween and that now money is rolling into their accounts once the Halloween sweets run out. Best of luck with the whole chore plan. Yeah, I hope it keeps fine for you. All right, Bridget, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
Hi to everybody on Achill Island or any of the islands this morning. We'll take a quick break.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.